ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചന്ദ്രാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവിനാന്ദ ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി ജയം നിത്യലീല പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തിസിദ്ധാനന്ദ സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യ ശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാ കൃഷ്ണ ഗോപ ഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ടഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാം കി മായപ്പൂർ ധാം കി മധുരപുരി ധാം കി ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാം കി ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാം കി ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസീദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് All glories and glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudale Shri Madhe Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhi Namini. Namaste Sarasudevi Gauravani Prajarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshadarini. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണി ഭഗവതി അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനി അമ്പത്വാമനുസന്ദദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതയെ ഭവദ്വേഷണി നമോസ്തു ദേവ്യാസ വിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായുധപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകവാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോവത്സ സുതീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസച്ചാനൂരമർദ്ദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരു ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാജേദ്രതജലാഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപ്പല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീകർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണഘോരമകരാ ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സുതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തകേശവ പാരാശര്യോജസ്സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനഗജസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹപ്യബീയമാനം മുത ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമലപ്രദ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയകേകിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാവരുണീന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർവേദൈ സാംഗപദൈ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർഗായന്തിയം സാമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്യതദ്ഗതേന മനസാവശന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യ അന്തം ന വിദസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ Krishna says at the end, we saw yesterday, that this jnanam, knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita, guhyal guhyadamam guhyadaram mayam, vimrsheta dasheshena yathechasi tathakuru. This is what Krishna said to Arjuna, right? He said that this knowledge is not so easy to have in this world. When he says that, what does that mean? In other words, it is very confidential, he says. Guhyat guhyadaram maya. Why does he say like that? Because it is available, but you won't be able to use it freely. You cannot use it unless the next line, vimrsheta dasheshena, that one has to contemplate on this, what Krishna has spoken a lot, You have to do a lot of contemplation, Krishna. That is why it is Guhyam. It's available, but you won't feel any benefit from that till you have learned how to extract it from that, the message. And that requires a lot of manana. And like we say, and just because you are given the medicine is not good enough, right? For example, when you take certain medicines, you have what you call pathyam, isn't it? That you are not allowed to take certain food, certain restrictions on your habits in life. Yeah. So, like in the Ayurveda, they will say when they tell you that everything is changed now. Traditionally, Ayurveda was not bottled and sold like the way it's done now. They'll give you the medicines, and then you have to go and prepare it yourself at home. Boil the water, put the ingredients into it, and then make it, water will boil off, and then it becomes very solid, and then you consume that, yeah? And there is restrictions, they'll tell you how much water, how much medicine you have to put it in, and you are supposed to make it at home, and then consume that, yeah? And then people started saying, that's all too much for us to do this. So therefore, then they started this bottling business now. Many things what we are consuming now from Ayurveda, all bottled and started selling like that. Yeah. But Krishna is saying that, just like Ayurveda system is like that, the original system is that you have to do some work at home. You got to learn how to understand what Krishna is saying, the potency of those statements, what he has given before, right? And that is what he is saying, vimrshyeta asheshena, the vimrshyam. One should think through this very well, and through mananam and asheshena, and then after meditating on that, you have to make this knowledge working in life, in one's own personal life, right? And then when that knowledge is working within you, that means spontaneously this knowledge should help you in your life in this world, spontaneously. That spontaneity, you know, that when you react to situations, when you do vyavaharam, and when you do things, this knowledge should be in the background. In that way, it should become your habit. That's what he is saying here. And then after that, yathechasi tathakuru. After this has become your own, and your own habit or your own realization, in other words, right? Then you can do whatever you want, right? Naturally, it will become your nature then. It's not. The knowledge has affected you. You have, in other words, Sandaryami has accepted that. And it has become your life has become on that basis. It has become like that, right? So if you look at these verses, you will see Krishna began with that verse 60. Look at the verse. He says there, Sobhava Jainana Kaunteya Nibhadha Svena Karmana Kartam Nechasi Yan Mohal Karishyasi Avashopital. That is how this has begun, this whole message, right? In other words, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, you are stuck with one thing, your Sobhavam. That Sobhavam is the problem, right? And so he says, unless you are able to change your Sobhavam, he says, Sobhava Jaina Kaundaya Nibhadha Svena Karmana. You are bound by your own Sobhavam. And unless you change your Sobhavam, all giving lectures on the moral science, a lot of people are doing these days, giving you moral advices through the internet and through the reels and all that, it won't help. It won't help, Krishna is saying. This moral instructions is okay. We can give you a lot of moral instructions in this world. Krishna's point is, unless the Sobhavam changes, this moral instructions won't help. Right? Krishna knows this very well. Therefore, therefore he is saying here that Sobhavam first has to be, and earlier he said in the one verses before, in the 18th chapter, Sobhava Vijayo Dhridi, he said. Remember when we talked about Dhridi, he said Sobhava Vijayo Dhridi, right? So when does this Sobhava Vijayam happen? Sobhava Vijayam means your Sobhavam has changed. You have managed to change your Sobhavam. I have a Sobhavam, you have a Sobhavam, everybody has their own Sobhavam. That unless I know how to change that somehow, but if I keep on listening to all the moral codes of this world, I won't get anywhere. I'll be keep listening, come through this, go through the other way. My Sobhavam hasn't changed. So Krishna's point is, first you change your Sobhavam. Sobhava jaina kaundeya. Why? Nibaddhasvena karmana. Kartam nachasi enmohal. Karishyasi avashopital. So, and Sobhava Vijayam is, when does this fulfillment happens? When you surrender to Krishna or to the spiritual master, whichever way that is, right? And you are ready to listen to what he is saying, what Krishna is saying, right? Krishna says to him, if you are not willing to listen, then you will get destroyed yourself. And Krishna says, why? Why did he say like that? If you look at the verses before, in the 59th verse, look at the 59th verse, where he said that, Machitta sarvadurgani mal prasadal tharishyasi atachayil tvam ahangaral nashroshyasi vinangshyasi. And then he said, yadi ahangaram ashritya nayolse midimanyase mithyesha vyavasayaste prakriti swam niyokshanti. Because of your ahangaram, ahangarad, you are not willing to listen what I am saying, he says. Vinangshasi, you will be useless. Therefore he is saying, think about it, what I have spoken. Yeah? So, atajetvam ahangaral na shroshasi vinangshasi. If you, because of your ego, you are not willing to listen to what I have said, and you are not willing to accept that, then I have to leave it to you. You can do whatever happens will happen. Yeah. Whereas, if you contemplate on this very well, and you have made a decision that you have accepted it, and it has become your prakriti, your nature, and that means you have to overhaul yourself inside, your own vasanas. You have to overhaul that, right? And totally you have to dismantle everything, whatever concept you had inside. Like ahangaram, that's what it does to us. It makes us to do different things, and we are doing that based on the ahangaram inside. What Krishna is saying is, this Ishvara Sarvudanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtadi. If that concept comes in and the other concept goes away from inside based on the ahangaram, then you have dismantled your ego and you have replaced that with Krishna's words, right? That is what is called Sobhava Jaina Kaundeya Nibaddha Svena Karmana. Sobhavam, if you are able to change this Sobhavam in us, to do everything based on ahangaram, that's our Sobhavam. If you are able to change that and accept what Krishna has spoken in those verses, Ishvara Sarvabhudanam and also Tameva Sharanam Gacha, if that Sharanagati has happened, then after that, Yathechasi Tathakuru. After that, not before that. Yeah. So then he says to him, you can do whatever you want then. Yeah. This is such an important verse, that because what will happen then, only this knowledge will be working inside you if you have changed it. Yeah. And whatever you do, it will be this knowledge that will be coming through you. This knowledge, right? Your very, the dynamism or spontaneity, that spontaneously, this will express this jnanam, this knowledge. what Krishna has spoken. So that is why Krishna is saying to him, after that you can do whatever you want, not before that. Lot of misunderstanding on this verse, right? It's not that Krishna has given you freedom to do what you want. That's not what it is, right? People think like that. Yathechasi sadakuru. Krishna says, I've told you everything. Now you can do what you want. You can decide yourself and do what you want. No, not like that. What Krishna is saying is, I've given you this knowledge and scrutinize it well within mananam. You do that well and you accept it. After you have accepted that, when it has become your svabhavam, then yathechasi tathakuru. Whatever you do will be right then. Nothing will go wrong then. That's the point Krishna is making. After you have accepted it, then you act, then nothing will go wrong. Because it has become your nature. Spontaneously you will act in that way. Not before that. Just because I heard this, and then Krishna says, Krishna has given me a freedom to do what I like, then that doesn't mean anything. That's not the way it is. Ajahn Swami mentions that. It's only after you have changed yourself, your svabhavam has to change first, then yathechasi tathakuru. So yathechasi tathakuru comes at that point. That means you can do whatever you like, because whatever you do will be right then, after you have accepted it. Yeah? So, for example, people say that sarvadharman parityajya, mamekam sharanam raja. That is the main message, 1866, right? So, people sometimes they use this words and say, he says, Krishna said, yadechasi tadakuru, sarvadharman parityajya, give up all dharmam and do whatever you, yadechasi tadakuru, like this. So, that means you can give up all dharmam now. There is no need to follow dharmam, whichever way you like it. Yeah, and in this way, people started giving commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Yathechasi tathakuru, that freedom, when do you get that freedom? When your nature is transformed. Only when your nature is transformed. Then after that, you can do whatever you want, because whatever you do will be in the right way. It won't go wrong, right? So at that time, you will be like a small child. You will have the freedom to do what you want, right? And you are free then, because you become free from your svabhava. And therefore, then Krishna is saying there, vimrsheta dasheshena. That is why that is important, that verse. Yeah? In the verse 63, he is saying, vimrsheta dasheshena yathechasi tathakuru. Yeah? Yathechasi tathakuru. So, he mentioned there that iti edatte tubhyam jnanam akhyadam gruhyad gopyad guhyadaram adishayena guhyam rahasyam ityartaha maya sarvajnena ishwarena vimrsha vimarshanam alojanam krutvam etat yathoktam shastrena asheshena samastam cha arthajatam yatha ichasi tatha kuru. This is where the freedom is given. He has not left it for us to decide. He said, this you have to accept first. And then you act, it will be alright. But without accepting this, yet not yadechasi tathakuru. That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. First of all, we have to, what Krishna says, vimrsheta dasheshena. Very well contemplation on that, right? With vimarshana buddhi, that means in a critically, you should study this, what Krishna has spoken. If you do like that, then whatever you do, your desire will be exactly what Ishvara desires, Ishvara wants. That means you have become one with him in your thoughts and actions. Whatever Krishna is thinking, Krishna wants to happen, you, whatever you do will be in line with that. That means you have come to accept what Krishna has spoken. That's why those verses are important, right? And That means your will become his will. Become his will. There will be no conflict between you, your will and his will. It has to become like that. Only then you can say that Bhagavad Gita has affected you. If it has not done this, that's not happened, then it has not helped much. Bhagavad Gita hasn't helped much. Right. So, at that point, when it becomes like that, becomes one. Whatever I am doing becomes automatically Krishna's will. My will, what I am doing, it becomes Krishna's will. At that time, we get total independence, full independence. Why? So, you can see everywhere Krishna will say, Guhyam, Guhyam, Guhyam. And that is why it is Guhyam. Only after that, otherwise if you just heard the verses, heard the commentary and come and gone, it hasn't done anything. Therefore it is confidential. So making it our own is the whole effort. That can be done in two ways. One, by a very good intelligence, if you use your intelligence and time, everything, in scrutinizing, in fixing your mind firm on that, and through the Jnana Margam, in other words. The other one is, say to Krishna, I don't have the strength to do all these things. I completely surrender to you. You can do whatever you want with me. And make me to work in the way what you want me to work. Bhakti Margam. So you have only these two options, Jnanam or Bhakti. If you have the sufficient purity inside, and you have got that vairagyam in the world, freedom from everything, and in that case, Jnana Margam will work. But majority of the people, it is difficult. For them, the only option is Bhakti. Bhakti means total sharanagati to Krishna and leaving everything to him and become yourself an instrument in his hands. And by practicing that for a long period of time, this knowledge will start become your knowledge in that way. In Bhakti, it is like that, right? So, the same thing Krishna said in the 9th chapter also. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. It is Guhyam, he said. It's very confidential, like he is saying here. Guhyal Guhyadaram Maya. There also he said, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagaman Dharmam Susukham Kartum Avyayam. So, generally, the whole Bhagavad Gita is Guhyam. Very confidential it is, right? Secret it is, very confidential, right? And Brahmavidya itself is confidential. Brahmavidya itself is very confidential, right? So, Krishna is the Antaryami inside and performing Sharanagati to him, to the Antaryami inside. And Krishna is saying here, it is Guhyal Guhyadaram Maya, he is saying here. It is Guhyal Guhyadaram. That it is so confidential that superlative degree he is using here. Guhyal Guhyadaram Maya. And in the next verse, he is saying is Guhyatamam. So first is Guhyam, then Guhyataram, and then Guhyatamam. Guhyatamam is like we say, good, better, best, isn't it? Good, then better, and then best. Best is a superlative. Similarly, Krishna is saying here, Guhyam, Guhyadaram, Guhyatamam. Look at the next words. He is saying here, and that is what he is going to say. Sarva Guhyatamam Bhuya, he says. In this last words, he said, Guhyataram Maya. Now he is going to say, it is Guhyatamam. That is even more Guhyam than Guhyadaram. Iti Deityanam Akhyadam Guhyal Guhyadaram Maya Vimrishya Ida Dasheshena Yathe Chasi Tatha Kuru. Then he says, Iti Edate Tubhyam Yanam Akhyadam Guhyal Gopyal Guhyadaram Adishayena Guhyam Rahasyam Ityarthaha Maya Sarvajnena Ishwarena Vimrishya Vimarshanam Alojanam Krutva Edad Yathoktam Shastrena Asheshena Samastam Cha Arthajatam Yedha Ichasi Tata Kuru. So, then in the next verse he says, Bhuya api maya uchyamanam shrunu. Please listen to me, he says, more than this. What is that? Sarve guhyadamam bhuya shrunume paramam vacha ishtosime dridamiti tado vachyami dehidam. More confidential than this, listen to from me, he says. Why? Because ishtosime, you are very dear to me. Dridamiti tado vachyami dehidam. Therefore, this topic, guhyam, higher than this, listen from me, he says. Everything what I have spoken till now is confidential, very secret, right? But higher than this secret, I will tell you, he says. And that is how he moves into the next verse. He is saying there, Sarva Guhyatamam Bhuyad Shrunume Paramam Vaja. Sarva Guhyatamam Sarva Guhyebhyaha Atyanda Rahasyam. Extremely confidential, he says. Uktam Api Asakrat Bhuya Puna Shrunume Mama Paramam Prakrishtam Vacho Vakyam. Yeah. I have already spoken to you the most confidential thing. And listen to me, Krishna says, more confidential thing than that, much more auspicious for you. Na bhayad, na abhi, arthakarana dva bhakshyami, kim tarhi, ishtaha, priyaha, asime mama dridam avyabhijarena idi krutva, tadaha, tena karanena bhakshyami, kathayishyami tehidam, param jnana prapti sadhanam. He says, then, because I am not expecting anything from you, that you are going to pay me for something for this, or something is fearful going to happen. That is not the reason why I am saying this. Na bhayad, na abhi arthakaranat. Then, because you are dear to me, that is the reason. And what is beneficial for you, and for this, acquiring this knowledge, I will talk to you about that. Krishna is saying like that, yeah. So Krishna has so much love for Arjuna. And so he is saying these things for Arjuna's benefit, basically, yeah. So, it is an important subject in the Bhagavad Gita, these verses, yeah. And first thing, one thing what Krishna told us very clearly, is that that verse, Sobhava Jena Kaundeya Nibhadda Svena Karmana. Yeah. Everybody in this world is bound. Everyone in this world is bound. Yeah. Why? By our pragriti, our sobhava, our pragriti. Right? So, because we are bound by our pragriti, we are doing things in this world dictated by our pragriti. Pragriti means sabhav. Dictated by our sabhav, we are doing things in this world. Krishna says, understand this first. Every one of us are acting in this world dictated by our sabhav. And even great personalities, it is their pragriti that is doing, making them to do that. Right? And the way the pragriti takes them, along with that they go and do things in this world, right? So that pragriti, Krishna calls it a sabhav. That pragriti is called a sabhav, right? And one cannot jump out of this pragriti. You cannot jump out of that very easily. You cannot jump out. That is why Ekadasha Skandam said, sabhava vijayam shaudhyam. So Krishna gives so much importance to this sabhav in a person. And it is based on the sabhavam he will act. You can't do anything about it. That sabhavam will dictate from inside and he will act in that way, right? For example, a person comes to you to see you, right? And we give importance for what? How he speaks and what kind of job he does. And these are the things what comes in the media, isn't it, about a person. what has he spoken? And they will, media will keep repeating that. He has spoken like this. And what kind of things he is doing, everything, right? But actually, neither what he speaks nor what he does is his pragriti. What he speaks or what he does is his pragriti. Pragriti is his essence, in other words. What he is actually is his pragriti, right? That means what he is in himself, what he has got, right? And it won't be known outside. You won't be able to know that outside, right? By talking to him, you won't know that. By his karmam also, you won't be able to know that. A person's pragriti, right? And for example, a man acts in the movie, an actor acts in the movie, right? In the movie, he acts nicely, like a very good person. But you won't know his nature from the film, do you? You won't know that person from the film, you won't be able to know his pragriti, actual pragriti, right? The pragriti you will get to know only when you start working with him, or when you get to know him well by mingling with him in your life. After some time, you will start noticing his swabhav, what his swabhavam is. It takes time to know a person's swabhav. You see? That is important thing. You won't know him by just he spoke something. People are coming and speaking so many different things. And they are doing different things. But that is not his pragriti. Pragriti you will only know if you had sufficient contact, association with him, right? So, and that pragriti is his swabhavam, right? And this swabhavam is the bondage of that person. Of a person, swabhavam is his bondage, right? What is the power behind this swabhavam, which is making him to work according to his swabhavam? That is the antaryami inside, chaitanyam. Chaitanyam inside, right? Swabhavam is there. For example, we have this body, mind, which is our subtle body, gross body and the subtle body. And then we have got the causal body, karana shariram, stula shariram, sushma shariram, karana shariram, right? And this avidya inside us is the karana shariram, the causal body, right? And all these three bodies are controlled by antaryami inside. Antaryami controls all our three bodies, right? So, antaryami present inside in the hrudeshe, as he said. Hrudeshe arjuna tishtadi, brahmayan sarvabhudani, yantrarodhani mayaya, he said, right? So, present in everyone's heart, he is making us to do different things. Antaryami makes us to do. So everything, even though we may say that we are doing it, actually Antaryami has sanctioned it. That is why it's happening. Antaryami says this should be done, and accordingly we are going along with it and doing it, right? So, and this is the important instruction, right? And he is making us to do every karma what we do in this world. Everything, he is forcing us to do that. Right. And so, Ishvara, who is present in everyone's heart, in every jiva, present in his heart, he forces him to do what Ishvara decides to do based on his swabhav. And therefore, he will force us to do that. Therefore, whatever that has to happen, will happen. Yeah. And what is not meant to happen will not happen. You may do anything you like, but it will not happen. At the moment, nobody accepts this, is there? Everybody thinks they are doing, and everybody we are doing, we think like that. But the reality is, and this is an important principle in the Bhagavad Gita, and even Ramana Maharshi's mother came to say to Ramana Maharshi to come home. Maharshi said no. Maharshi said that whatever Antaryami, he told his mother, whatever Antaryami tells you to do, you have to do that. You can't make independent decisions on that. And if you do that, it will not work. And that's how he sent her home. He was only 16 years old when he came to Trinamalai from the home, right? So, after knowing this, Krishna says to, Maharshi also told his mother, knowing this principle, best thing is to surrender to him. Surrender to Krishna, right? Knowing this tattvam. And that is what is Sharanagari, what Krishna has spoken, right? Tameva Sharanam Gacha. That is why he said that verse straight after that. Ishara Sarabhudanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtadi Brahmayan Sarabhudani Yandrarudhani Maya. Saying that straight away Krishna says, therefore Tameva Sharanam Gacha. Surrender to him. Because he is sitting in everyone's heart and based on his Sabhavam, he is controlling everybody through our Sabhavam. He is controlling us through Sabhavam, every jiva. Knowing this, the right thing to do is to take his shelter, ashrayam. Bhagavatam also tells the same thing, ashrayam. Nirodho muktir ashraya, isn't it? So ashrayam is the principle. Ashrayam is the principle, right? And this tameva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena bharata, not to somebody outside, but to the antaryami inside, right? One who is present inside us and dictating everything from inside, what we should do every moment, and to that antaryami, Krishna, one should surrender. One should surrender. And in Brihadaranya Upanishad, there is a whole thing called antaryami brahmanam. It's called antaryami brahmanam. Antaryami, science of Antaryami, right? And Upanishad will say this, yasya tishtam tishtadi, yasya prithivyam shariram, eshade alpa Antaryami. It's a long verse, it talks about that, right? Antaryami amrdaha. So what it's saying is that who is present in this, who is present inside the earth, Mother Earth, and who controls this Mother Earth, present inside Mother Earth and controls the Mother Earth, and whom Mother Earth does not know. Like we does not know the our Antaryami, Mother Earth also does not know who is controlling her from inside, right? And this Antaryami, Antaryami Brahmanam in the Brihadaranyam says this, like this. Mother Earth also does not know who is controlling her. And Krishna is present in the Mother Earth as well, inside, right? And controls the Mother Earth. In the same way, the same Antaryami is present in the sun and controls the sun. Present in the moon and controls the moon. Present in all the stars and controls the stars. And similarly, in all the plants and the trees, in human species, in the animals, birds, even the devatas, in every one of them, sarveshu bhudeshu tishtan, present in all these bhudams, all these different objects, right? Tishtan, ye sarvani bhudhani na viduha. Yeah. And present in every one of them, alma antaryami. A long verse in the Brihadaranya Upanishad talks about that. Yeah, and ultimately it says, that is Atma, that is Antaryami. It says like that. Yeah. So, present in everybody, including stars and sun and the moon and the and the earth and all planets, present in them. And make them to do what they are doing. They are also moving, doing different things, right? And inspiring all of them to do what they are doing. That's called Chaitana, Chaitana Shakti in them, presence. And it is the same that Chaitana is present inside us also, making us to do things what we are doing, right? And it is present in us. The only proof what we have is this. It makes us feel I exist, isn't it? I am that feeling. Awareness of my existence. That's that power. When you get to know that Antaryami, a steadiness comes in life. Yeah? A steadiness comes, and that steadiness is Shanti. That steadiness, what you feel, is Shanti. And Krishna calls that Sthanam. Sthanam, prapsasi, Malprasadal Param Shanti. All that words are very, very important. Malprasadal Param Shantim Sthanam Prapsasi Shashvatam. Permanently you will get established there, Krishna says. This realization, that Antaryami realization. Presence, Sthanam means that steadiness. Because you have touched the center. You have touched the center. That point, Antaryami, there. You have touched him. And because that is where everything is decided, everything is initiated, everything ends there, everything begins from there. You have touched the center. Till you have touched that, you are acting on all kinds of other things, right? And steadiness means that you have to get established there. You have to touch there. It is not possible to get touched anywhere else. Yeah. Ishtosime dradamadi tato vakshami dehitam. And then, what is that? He is saying here that the steadiness, right? Nowhere else you won't get settled like that. All other things you will go and touch and come back. But in this center, if you touch there, you have touched properly, the right spot you have touched. And then you are fully settled there. You don't have any more crisis after that. Yeah. Why we are saying like that is, right? If you take the bodily identity, for example, suppose I'm identifying with my body, right? For example, I want to keep my body very healthy. And for that, I will do exercise or yoga or jogging or what people are doing, all these kind of things, right? If you do all these things, you'll become a little healthy, right? But after doing all that, you become a little slim. You have done all that, right? So, if you become slim, your friends will tell you, oh, you have done well, you have trimmed yourself, right? And you look good now to see, because you lost your weight, your belly has gone, and you look very fit, and all that, right? That's one side. Suppose then you eat some nice food, you feel like eating nice prasadam. When you eat the prasadam, belly comes out again. This is all things what's happening, right? And people have only this one job, to look at you and make judgment how your body is. Sometimes they say you're fat, sometimes they say you come very well, right? So, and they won't look at the mirror, they will look at us, right? And then they will keep telling us you become slim and you become fat. In this way, and they'll keep on saying this all the time. Throughout life, goes on, right? And and we fall into their hypnotism. They keep saying like this. And we will try some things, because they have told us like this. You will keep go to the gym, go jogging, go walking, go do all kinds of things, right? And we will try to change our body that way, making it slim, making it look good, and all this kind, right? So, and this is the technique, right? This technique, Jadavarada tried with Bharata, and it didn't work. Notice that in the Bhagavatam? If you study Bhagavatam, you will see all these things, interesting things. When realized souls, how people like Jadavarada acted with them, right? If you look into Bhagavatam, you will see this. Jadavarada, Rahugana's conversation with Jadavarada, right? he says that Rahugana asked Jadavarada, you're very young, aren't you? And you are strong, you've got a strong, stout body, right? It didn't work. It didn't have any effect, impact on Jadabharata when Rahugana said that. You remember that in the Rahugana said this, right? What was Rahugana Bharata's reply? He said that getting fat, getting slim, and becoming black or becoming white, all these things. Similarly, hunger, thirst, pious activities, sinful activities, none of those things affects me, he said. In the fifth canto, if you look. In the 10th chapter, 5:10:10. Stavilyam karshyam vyadhayam adhayascha shutrit bhayam kaliricha jaracha nidra redir manyu aham madashujo dehe na jadasya hime na sandhi. This was his answer, right? Right. So, tayodidam vipram, 9th verse. Tayodidam vyaktam avipralabdham bhartu same syadhyadivira bhara gandur yadi syad adigamya madhva pivedi rashau navidam pravadaha stavilyam karsham vyadhayam adhayascha kshutralbhayam kaliricha jaracha nidraradir manyuraham madashujo dehena jadasya himena sandhi. He told him, Bharata told Rahugana, that whatever you have spoken about me does not affect me, he said. Which one? Becoming fat, becoming slim, because all those things, he has told him that, why are you like this? You look very strong and stout. Why don't you do some work? Why are you like this? Rahugana's question, right? And this is normal in this world. People will look at your body and keep saying, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And then after hearing all that, we do that. Then start doing that. Because people have told us like this. We are so concerned about what others are telling about us. But Rahugana, Bharata is saying to Rahugana, it doesn't bother me. What you already said has nothing to do with me, he said. Nothing to do with me, right? So hunger and thirst, and similarly, pious and sinful results, none of them. All these things belongs to the upadhi. Upadhi means the gross body and the subtle body. I don't have upadhi. He doesn't have any upadhi. So that is why that verse, sauvilyam karsham, becoming fat and thin, right? Vyadhayam adhayascha, vyadhi adhi, what is got for the body and the subtle body and the gross body, right? Kshutra bhayam. Chutrat bhayam kairicha jarecha jarancha. That means you have got hunger, thirst, all these kind of things, desires, old age, sleep, radir manyu aham mada shujo dehena jalaski mena sandhi. So that is how he answered that, right? All these things are for the body, or for the body, not for me. I am pure consciousness. Right? So, by saying that, Rahugana got his first shock when he said this. With full confidence, Bharata said like this to him. It has nothing to do with me, whatever you are talking about. And Rahugana got his first shock at that time, right? So, and when Bharata said this, immediately the shock was such for Rahugana. Rahugana is a very intelligent person. He's not an ordinary person. He was going to his problem was he has studied Shastram, but nothing is working for him. No change inside. Shastram he has mastered, but has no realizations. So somebody told him, because you don't have a guru, proper guru to guide you through, he decided to find a guru, and he heard about Kapila Maharshi in the ashram. And he was going to see Kapila Maharshi to find the guru. And that is when this happened. So, in the same way, realized souls, if you say anything to them, they'll give you straight a reply like this, and you will just shirk it. You know, you will just feel totally shaken by that. when they speak, right? So here Bharata said to Rahuna, none of these things what you said will have anything to do with me, he said. And because I have no connection with this, right? I have no connection with this. Same thing you will find in that Hastamalika Gita also. Hastamalika was there. Acharya Swami asked him, who are you? Young child, right? In Karnataka this happened. They brought this child. We discussed Hastamalika Gita before. I mentioned all these things. So I'll briefly go through it. A Brahmana family, they are the Madhvacharya's Brahmana group. Shivali Brahmanas they are called. The Shivali Brahmana family, you know, their ancestors were also Advaitis, Madhvacharyas. Similarly, like Ramanuja's ancestors. So, that Brahmana family, there was this child was born. Till about 12, 13 years old, he won't speak anything. Not a word. He won't speak one word. So the parents were very upset that what shall I do with this child? Who will look after him now? And they were taking him to everybody, to thinking that they may be able to do something to make him speak. When you don't have power of speech, parents naturally get worried, isn't it? When the child starts speaking, the mother and father feels, now everything is okay. And when the child, even if he talks nonsense, we are happy. At least he is speaking, we think like that. That's how we are, isn't it? But here, what happened was, this child, Hastamalika, he was not speaking. And they couldn't understand what this is all about. What have we done for this, that this a child is born like that? So, they brought him to Acharya Swamiji. Because he was from Mahalpa passing through, so they thought, we'll bring him to you. And they brought him to him. And Acharya Swamiji saw the child, straight away he understood what it is. The problem is, so he's asking, Kastum Shisho, Kasya Kutosi Ganda, Kim Namate Tvam, Kuta Agadosi, Ezan Mayoktam Vadachar Bhagatvam Mal Pride Pridi Vivardhanosi. That was his question. In other words, he's saying, who are you? And what is your name? Why don't you talk to me? He said, you are a child, but it will please me if you talk to me. Hastamalika first time spoke in his life. He says, Naham Manishyo, Naja Deva Yaksho, Na Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudraha, Na Brahmachari, Na Grihi Vanastho, Bichur, Na Chaham, Nija Bodharupam. Then there are so many other verses after that. So that was his beginning verse itself. Yeah. So in other words, when he asked him, my dear child, who are you? The child replied, whatever you are saying, none of them is me. None of them is me, right? And black, white, fat, slim, male, female, all these things is not me, right? And the names what you have given to this body is also not me. Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra Brahmachari Grastham Vanaprastham Sannyasam, none of this me. I am not a Deva or a Gandharva or not none of them. In fact, I am pure consciousness. I am pure consciousness, right? Naham Manishu Naja Deva Dalma Deva Yakshav Na Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra Na Brahmachari Na Grihi Vanastho Bichur Sannyasi, na chaham. I am none of that. What am I then? Nija bodharupam. Pure consciousness I am. Right? So, he is saying, I am not even a sannyasi. Right? Because if you say you are a sannyasi, then the society will give you trouble. They will come to you, because normally they say sannyasi means you have become free from everything. Right? And then people will say, oh, if you are a sannyasi, you shouldn't do this, you should do this. Like this, we will start expecting from sannyasi so many things. Right? And so Hastamalika is saying to Acharya Swamiji that whatever you are talking about, whatever you know, is none of them me. I'm not one of them. I am pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Right? And you won't be able to see me. The real me inside, you won't be able to see him. And if you want to really see me, You have to come inside me and see me there. And that is the principle, right? Like Krishna said that, isn't it? Aham alpa gudakesha sarva bhutashayastida aham adhyamcha madhyamcha bhutanam andamevacha. In the 10th chapter, he said that, right? So, so you have to penetrate through me to really see me inside. And only then you will be able to see me. In other words, you have to come out of all your other avidya inside us, like sleep, for example. You have to get over all that and you have to start seeing me as pure consciousness. You have to start seeing me as pure consciousness, bodham, inside, right? Then you will know me. And you have to know like that anybody. You have to know in that way. In other words, that knowing, after removing all the adhyasam, that means so many other things I have superimposed on me. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, nationality, male, female, fat and slim, black and white, intelligent and dull. These are all things which have been superimposed on my real self. Yeah. And when you do that, and you started touching me in that Antaryami level, or if you touch that, then there is no more changes after that. That is actually real me, is inside that. Similarly, when we are situated in that location, then there is no more changes after that, right? So, locating that place and that location is what Krishna called it as sthanam. You remember that sthanam word? So important. See, these words like sthanam, samam, hriddeshe, maya, all these things, they have all very important effect in the Bhagavad Gita. So, this sthanam, what Krishna is talking about, sthanam prapsisi shashvatam. Earlier also he said that, is it not? Gadirbhatta prabhu sakshi nivasa sharanam sukhrat prabhava pralaya sthanam. That sthanam. Sthanam means that location. It is from that sthanam all these names have come. Hindustanam, Hindustan it became, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. All these sthan is coming from that word, sthanam. Sthanam became all that, right? So, Patanjali Maharshi also says the same thing in his Yoga Sutra, right? He calls it as Bhumika Labham, Bhumika Labham, right? Bhumika means that sthanam where you get eventually settled. That Bhumika it is called in Yoga Shastram. Ashtanga Yogam, they call it as Bhumika. Bhumika is that location where you finally end up, where you have to finally get settled, right? Bhumika means how Maharshi Patanjali puts it is alabdha bhumigatvam, he says. That means you have not found a place to settle. Alabdha bhumigatvam. That is what Patanjali says like that. In other words, if you have not settled, what that means is, once you have located that place and you have touched that place, mind won't work anymore. Mind is finished then. Once you have touched that location, right? So, everywhere else, where if you touch, the mind will keep working. If it is in the body, mind is working. If it is in the subtle body, mind is working. In Sushupti, it will go away and come back. Mind. Sushupti. So, till we touch this center, Antaryami, mind will work. Mind will work, right? So, mind, this is the location or the center where once for all the mind ceases to exist. Once the mind touches that location. So that's what mind is doing, looking for that location where it should settle down once for all, and it will disappear after that, right? And sat down there. So that is self-realization. In other words, to talk about that, Atma Swarupam, and sat down and settled there. So, Atma Prasadam, another word used for that is Atma Prasadam. And that Atma Prasadam, Krishna calls it here as Tal Prasadal Param Shandim, he said. This is that what that means. Tal Prasadal means Atma Prasadam, or you touch the Andaryami at the end, where you got there, right? So, when we have settled, right, the mind is not operating anymore. We have become free from the mind, right? At that time, Shanti comes. That Samadhi state comes, right? So this Shanti, what you get at that time, or Samadhi state, what you get, is not something that comes and goes. Comes and goes. Therefore, Krishna is saying, that sthanam is shashvatam, he said. You remember the words? Sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. Once you have touched that Andaryami and the mind is gone, that means you have really touched the center and there will be no more falling off from that. Sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. All words are very important. It is showing us how self-realization happens in a person. After the surrender, all this is happening. So that means surrender has not happened, none of these things will happen. The mind will keep on running around all over the world, everywhere. So, he said, Tameva Sharanam Gacha first. Sarva Bhavena Parada. It has to happen in all bhava. Then Krishna gets pleased with that, Mal Prasada. And Krishna's pleased means Andaryami is pleased with that. You will touch the Andaryami, you will feel the Shanti, and you have touched the sthanam, you will feel the Shanti, and that is permanent Shanti, Shashvatam. So that verse is important. Like Ishvara Sarvabhudanam, this verse also very important. These are the gems in the Bhagavad Gita, these verses. Ishvara Sarvabhudanam, Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtadi. And if this all happens in life, you have got Bhagavad Gita. You don't need Bhagavad Gita after that. Purpose is done. Business is over. Bhagavad Gita has done its job. And this is what Krishna wants us to do. But because didn't do it in the right way from beginning, at the fag end of life, it's still very difficult to make it a practice, because we so much absorbed in the body and the mind. Then what control have we got our own mind? Mind is dragging us, we are going along with it everywhere, isn't it? That's our situation now. So what Krishna is saying is that, very precisely Krishna has put it, how it happens. Ishvara first recognized Ishvara Sarvabhudanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtadi. And that Hriddesham Andaryami, sitting there, Krishna, what he does? Brahmayan Sarvabhudani, with the help of Maya, all living entities, according to their Svabhavam, made them to run around in this world doing different things, according to their Svabhavam, dictated by the Maya, through the mind, controlled by the Andaryami. This is how its system works. Simple, very simple system. Andaryami inside, Maya is there, and our Svabhavam is there. Prakriti, accordingly, Maya will affect the mind, influence the mind, enforce the mind to do, based on the Svabhavam, to work. The whole thing is pushed by the Andaryami from inside. So therefore, Krishna is saying, Tameva Sharanam Gacha. Surrender to that Andaryami who is doing everything. Who is doing everything. Surrender to him. And Tameva Sharanam. Sarva Bhavena. Don't think this way or that way. Total surrender there to that Andaryami. Recognizing that he is doing everything. And he is doing everything every minute through us, through this body. గ్రోస్ బాడీ, సరల్ బాడీ, కౌసల్ బాడీ, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అండర్ హిస్ కంట్రోల్. తమైవ శరణంగా చే సర్వభావైన భారత. ఇఫ్ యూ డూ దాట్ తల్ ప్రసాదాల్ యూ విల్ గెట్ దాట్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్ కాల్డ్ శాంతి. వెన్ విల్ దాట్ హ్యాపన్? వెన్ యూ టచ్ దాట్ అందర్యామి ఇన్సైట్ అండ్ అందర్యామి యాక్సెప్టెడ్ దాట్, దెన్ అందర్యామి విల్ గివ్ యూ దాట్ స్థానం, లొకేషన్ వేర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టచ్డ్ దాట్ స్థానం. ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ పర్మనెంట్ అండ్ యూ విల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద రిజల్ట్ శాంతి. And that shanti will be permanent. No more carried away by the world or the modes of nature. Modes of nature will not touch you anymore. That's what he is saying here. So, and and that experience will never go. That shanti will never go. And that is self-realization, in other words. That is self-realization, which is what Krishna... Mukti Hitanyada Rupam Swarubena Vyavasthiti. That's what happens, right? So, Krishna said, when do Sharanagati, when you do it, this will all happen, right? And then Krishna said to him that, I have told you the pure knowledge. The pure knowledge I have spoken to you, and it is more confidential. Guhyal, Guhya Dharvam. He said, isn't it? Guhyal. Guhyal Guhyanamam Maya. Guhyal Guhyadharam Maya, he said. Yeah. And confidential than the most confidential, in other words. More confidential than the confidential one. And then he told him that you have heard everything. Now you contemplate on this, right? Vimarshanam. Vimarshanam means think about it a lot, right? And then meditate on that. After thinking about it, then meditate on that. And then you become free. Dhyanam, after you give up meditation also, and then you be situated in where you are. So this knowledge, when it becomes yours, right, and when it becomes spontaneous, when it starts acting spontaneously, right, then you can do whatever you thoughts comes to you, because what you do won't be different from what Krishna wants you to do. What Krishna wants you to do, that will be what you will be doing then. You won't be doing anything independently, because it has become your habit, right? So that is why Krishna is saying there, then you can do whatever you like in this world. Because whatever you do then will be affected by self-realization. That's the way you'll be acting, based on that self-realized platform, on that platform, right? That means the thoughts that is coming to you, or the emotions that comes to you, will its nature will change. Swabhavam has changed, yeah? You won't be thinking like the way you are thinking now at that time, right? Right now, what we are thinking, right, is in the field of Beda Buddhi. Everything what we do in this world and think now is all with Beda Buddhi, is it not? So, once you have touched that, then when you have realized that, and you have touched Andaryami, and then you have realized you are not different from the Andaryami, you start realizing that everybody else is also the same Andaryami inside. At that time, your thoughts and emotions, its nature will change, its swabhavam will change. Right now, what is our swabhavam? Veda Buddhi. Isn't it? Everything. With Veda Buddhi, we see the world. With Veda Buddhi, we deal with people. We have Veda Buddhi in us. Veda Buddhi goes away once you touch Andaryami. And that is what Krishna is saying. Your swabhavam has changed then. Once the Veda Buddhi has gone from inside, then you won't treat one person different than the other. Everywhere, what you are seeing, what Krishna said before, samam. Only Andaryami is present here. It is a realization, this is. This cannot be theoretically explained, or it cannot be practically shown to anybody. This has to come as a realization in a person. Only then you will realize it, that what Krishna is saying is the right, the truth. Yeah. So Veda Buddhi goes away, and it will completely, so we become free from that field of Veda Buddhi. Veda Buddhi is not there anymore. So therefore, whatever thoughts that's coming and emotions that's coming in us, its nature will change, right? And if you have a, if somebody has become like that, then you don't have to be fearful of him, a person who is seeing everyone equally, or one who has become free from this Veda Buddhi. You don't have to be fearful of him, because all his thoughts, emotions, everything is become one with what Krishna is thinking or Krishna's nature, right? And his realization will come through his thoughts and his actions. When he deals with the world, you will observe that his thoughts and emotions will be affected by that, because he has become free from Veda Buddhi. In other words, he won't have Ragadvesham in him, because Ragadvesham has gone completely from him. And therefore, he will be a friend of all living entities. Sarva Bodha Sukrat, right? Or Samatvam Yoga Muchyade, Krishna said all these things, right? And he will see everybody else like himself. And therefore, Krishna is saying, Yathechasi Tathakuru, at that stage, right? Only at that time you can say Yadechasi Tathakuru, not otherwise. Most of the people think Krishna has given Arjuna a choice to do what he wants. Krishna has not given any choice. Krishna says you become like this and then you act in a way, whatever you do, it will be in line with my thinking, what Krishna wants. That is when Yadechasi Tathakuru is applicable. Most of the people you ask, anybody who is reading Bhagavad Gita, they will tell you, you see, Krishna has given us choice also. So Krishna is such a broad mind, broad-minded person, that he has given you freedom to do what you want. If you like it, you can do it. If you don't like it, don't do it. That is not how, that is not this Yadechasi Tathakuru. Yadechasi Tathakuru is only after this becoming free, and if you have touched that center. After that, Krishna is saying, whatever you do, you will be perfect. Because you are a realized person then. That means you have become one with me in your realization. Whatever you will be doing will be according to my, what my desire. That's all what you will do. You won't do anything outside the limit, outside the periphery or outside the border. You won't go outside and do something on your own, right? So, yathechasi tathakuru, right? before that, Shastram won't allow you to do what you want to do. You know how people understand that this Bhagavad, they think Bhagavad Gita is a Shastram. If a Shastram allows, gives you freedom to do what you want to do, what Shastram is that? Shastram becomes Shastram only when there is Shasana. When that is giving us proper guidance and help, is it not? So Shastram won't allow you to do that. So, if even if Shastram allows, right, police won't allow. Right? Most of the people in this world are behaving properly because of the fear of police. Is it not? You know that. Everybody is. Because we know that police will do something. So we are scared about that. We don't want trouble from the police. So so therefore we walk around. Not that our swabhavam has changed. Swabhavam has not changed. Because of the fear of police, we are acting in a disciplined way in this world. Right? And I would like to do a lot of things, but I'm not able to do it because of the fear of police. Right? Because if I do something and break the law, they will take me and put me up inside, lock me up inside, right? So Krishna is saying here, that kind of problem you won't have anymore if you have touched that point, right? Whatever you desire even will be based on dharma. Dharma will be there to control you, right? And that state, even Patanjali is saying this, very much close to Patanjali's Yoga Sutram, everything what Krishna is saying here also, right? Dharma meka samadhi, he calls it like that. In the Yoga Sutram, he calls it as dharma meka samadhi. Means that meham, the clouds, gives the rain, right? Similarly, a liberated soul, his mind is also like a cloud. And whatever thought waves comes in his mind, because he's a liberated person, right? Whatever thought waves comes, naturally it will be dharma. Nobody need to tell him. It will be, because it, he has become that. Swabhav, that's what the change of swabhavam is so important. Swabhava jena kaunteya. Krishna said that, isn't it? Nibaddha svena karmana. Such an important principle. And if you don't take into account all these things, what do we understand from Bhagavad Gita? So, svabhava jena kaunteya, nibaddha svena karmana. And this person will be, like Patanjali says, dharma meka samadhi. Whatever thought waves comes in him, it is based on dharma. And it will be like a cloud who is raining instead of water, dharma. He will be like a cloud which is raining dharma. Right? And so, that's what it is. Yeah. So because of that, he's saying here that the such a liberated person, Mukta Purusha, is called Jivan Mukta. These are all different words for a person who is in that state. Jivan Mukta, liberated soul, Mukta Purusha, Jnani, Brahmavit. These are all different words, terminologies used, right? And when he talks about his anubhav, swanubhav, when he talks about his experiences, right, he's saying here that without drinking that nectar, what he has got to say, are you sleeping? Ajari Swami is saying there that instead of getting absorbed in that nectar, what comes from him? What do you sleep? Right? Nityananda Sudha Samudram. And it's like a blue cloud is raining. At that moment, whatever thoughts are coming in that jnani, all the realized soul, whatever thoughts, thought waves that is coming inside, right, will all be beneficial to the world. Will all be beneficial to the world, right? And it will be all auspicious. And that is why Krishna is saying here, yathechasi tatha kuru. It won't harm the world. It will be beneficial to the world. Therefore Krishna is saying, yathechasi tatha kuru. Satya sangalpam, satya pratishtaya, kriya bhalashrayatvam. Patanjali says all these words. So, once you get established in the self, self-realization happens, right? Accordingly, if you are established there, then the karma or kriya, what comes from that, will be based on the thoughts that's coming from inside. And whatever he says will become the truth. Whatever he says will become the truth, right? in our case, for example, kriya and bhalashrayatvam is not in us. Like for example, if you do a karma, the result may come or may not come. That is how it is now, right? You may get the result, you may not get the result. But one who is established in this, right, his kriya will come, bring the results. That's the difference. His kriya, his karma will bring the results. In our case, results may or may not come. But one who is established in this satyam, satyam truth, right? In his case, the results will come. Results has to come. Why so? Because he has become an instrument in Krishna's hands. If Krishna does something, it is never a waste, isn't it? The result has to come. In the same way, if he does anything, the result will come. Because he has become like that, like him, right? And whatever he says will happen. Like whatever Krishna says happens. Similarly, whatever he says will happen. And that is the next verse. 64. Sarva guhyatamam bhuya shrunume paramam vacha ishtosime dridamiti tato vakshyamite hitam. Earlier he said guhyal guhyatamam in the earlier before the verse before that, 63. In the 9th chapter, Krishna said rajavidya rajaguhyam. Now, this shastram, Krishna gives this name, Guhyam. Guhyam means confidential, rahasyam. And then he said the Ishvara Tattvam he has spoken. And then he said Guhyal Guhyataram. Ishvara Tattvam means that Ishvara Sarvabhudanam, Hriddeshe, Arjuna Tishtadi, Brahmayan Sarvabhudani, Yandra Rudhani Maya. That is the Ishvara Tattvam, Tattvam of Ishvara. After speaking that, he said in here, Guhyal Guhyataram. He said, right? In other words, this entire science is a secret, but this science is not working for everybody. Because this will only work when we realize Antaryami. When we touch the Antaryami through sadhana, upasana, surrender, everything. When you touch Antaryami, only then this this science of what Krishna has spoken will work for everybody, will work for that person, right? Therefore, this guhyam, what Krishna calls it as, guhyal guhyadharam maya, or in other words, the guhyatvam of this guhyam is present in this cave of Guhyam. This heart here, right side, is the Guhyam. It's a cave there. Cave, we call it as a cave. Just, you can say, it's not the material cave, spiritual cave, you can say. That's where everything is happening. Where everything is happening. Antaryami is present there. So, Krishna is saying here, that rahasyam, he said, is it not? And secret is in the heart of everyone. The secret is there in the heart of everyone. Anubhava mandalam, that is where everything is happening in our sense. Guhyal guhyadamam mayad, he said that, right? Now, then in this next verse, he is saying, in the 64th verse, sarve guhyatamam, he is saying. Sarve guhyatamam, that means much more confidential than that, right? All other confidential things I have spoken, Krishna says, right? And you have to hear that with attention, Shraddha and Shravanam. It is for that purpose, but there is one thing in there, he says, I am going to tell you something more confidential than that, he says. What is that? And it is spoken in advance about that. 65th verse. The confidential thing what Krishna is going to say is this other one, 66th one, Sarvadharman Paritya, that verse. Yeah. So prior to that, prior to talking about that 66th verse, Sarvadharman Paritya Mamekam Sharanam Raja, aham tvam sarvabhyo mokshayishyami mashucha, right? Prior to that, yeah, there is a difference of opinion among the Advaitis and Vishishta Advaitis on this. The and also the 64th verse. 65th verse, if you look, Ramanujacharya and Sri Vaishnavas, they give importance to that, not to the 66th one. Manmanabhav madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mamaveshase satyande pradijane priyosimi. This verse. Sri Vaishnavas gives importance to that verse, right? So, another thing what you have noticed is that if you become, all these verses are important, right? But every verse has its own power, if you look at it carefully. Look at the 64th verse. Why that is more important? Because Krishna says, Ishtosime dridam idi. Arjuna has become so dear to him. That is why this is important. That's the most important thing. You have to become dear to Krishna. Sri Vaishnava says 65 is important. Because manmanabhava madbhakto, bhakti is required. Right? So which one is important? All three are important. 64 is important, 65 is important, 66 is also important. That's how you have to see this. Krishna is saying, Ishtosime dridam idi. You have become so dear to me, therefore I am telling you this. He said. So becoming dear to Krishna is more important first. Then you will get everything what you need, provided you become dear to Krishna. Ishtosime dridam idi. Right? So that's what, so because you are so dear to me, right? And what do you need more than that if Krishna says that? You have become so dear to me, right? And hearing this from Krishna's face, Krishna's mouth, you heard that. Do you need anything else after that, right? And then you have to do surrender to me, Sharanagati and all. There is no need to say anything. Once you have heard this from Krishna's face, and Krishna is saying to me that you have become very dear to me. I don't need any other certification from anybody else. Is it not? Everything I've got it then. Once Krishna has said that, it's understood that you've got everything. Krishna doesn't change his word, you know, like we do. Once he says something, it holds good forever. Like he did to Uddhava also said, isn't it? Nondhavonabhi manyunam. To say this to somebody like that from Krishna's face, shows how power Uddhava was, right? He is saying, Uddhava and me, there is no difference. Uddhava and me, there is no difference, Krishna is saying. Imagine that. He hasn't said this to anybody else. He said that everybody is dear to me. You remember that word? Brahma is dear to me. Shiva is dear to me. Lakshmi Dev. Na Kadame Priyadama Atma Yoni Na Shankara Naja Sangarshanam Nashri Naival Majeda Bhavan. Like you. Nobody, none of them are as dear to me as you are. When Uddhava heard that, tears started coming from his eyes, from Krishna. So that way, that is the same thing he is doing to Arjuna also. He is saying, Ishtosime Dradamidi. Krishna has put it in two words. You become so dear to me that Tado Vakshami Dehidam. So whatever I say is only for your benefit. Nothing is going to change. So that is important thing, right? So Krishna said to Arjuna at these words, right? Ishtosime dridamidi. In other words, this relationship between you and me is never going to go away, break away, right? And some unusual love has come from Krishna's heart and came out like this to Arjuna, right? Even otherwise, Krishna is very fond of Arjuna, right? And I will do everything for Arjuna. Krishna has said that before, right? And Dhritarashtra sent Sanjaya, right, to see this war, battlefield, Mahabharata war, right? he said there that this war that is going to happen, Mahabharata war, right? I tried very hard to make Duryodhana understand. I could not do it, if you can do it, to make him understand that this war, Mahabharata war, is unnecessary. Should not happen, right? So Dhritarashtra sent Sanjaya to Yudhishthira to tell him this, that I don't want this war, because everybody told, Vidura told him, it will be a total wipeout if this war happens. It will be a total wipeout. And made Dhritarashtra understand, even though blind, he was able to see, if Krishna is behind Arjuna, it is going to finish. It's not going to change, right? So he sent this message through Sanjaya. It's in the Mahabharata, all this. He sent this message that my son Duryodhana, he won't listen to me. He will do what he wants, right? he mentioned to Sanjaya, you say to Yudhishthira, tell him to go back to the forest so that this war doesn't happen. Duryodhana won't listen. But if you can listen, so he used Sanjaya and sent Sanjaya to convey the message to Yudhishthira. To Yudhishthira, right? And when he came and spoke to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira didn't say anything, but Bhima answered. Bhima jumped in and he spoke, right? He gave a proper answer to them. He says, this is the only opportunity I have. My hands are, I need to fight, he said. And he started rubbing his hands. And that was enough. The message was delivered properly, right? And then and Sanjaya went to see Krishna. All these things are happening in the background. Before the war, all these things have happened, right? And when he got there, Arjuna is sleeping there. Arjuna was there, Krishna was there, right? And Arjuna's feet, Krishna has put it on his lap. Arjuna's feet, right? And that is the scene when Sanjaya walked in, what he saw there. So when he saw that, he understood there's nothing he can do about it. So what he did was, he offered obeisances to Krishna and walked away from there without saying one word, right? Then he came back and told Dhritarashtra that you can do whatever you like, whether you want to fight or not, whatever you like, you can do, but the result of this war, I have understood when I saw that scene. Arjuna sleeping with his feet in Krishna's lap. When I saw that, Sanjaya saying to Dhritarashtra, it is up to you now what you want to do. The result of the war is already decided. Whether to fight or not, it's up to you, he said. So Sanjaya did all this for Dhritarashtra at that time. Yeah? Bhishma told him. Right? And at that time, Duryodhana says that all of you are Goptava, you are all my advisors, he said. And he's saying this to Drona, to Kripacharya, and others as well, right? And Ashwathama, all others who are present there, right? Goptava means protector or advisor, in other words, right? So, by now they have seen how many Akshauhinis they have. The Pandavas are only 7 Akshauhinis. We know what an Akshauhini means. It's all listed there. That involves, right? And the Kauravas had 11 Akshauhinis, right? So Duryodhana is saying that how will they win? We have got 11, they got only 7. There's no chance of the winning, right? And Karna is saying this, another advisor. So And Karna is also more powerful than Arjuna in many ways, right? So Duryodhana was arguing back and forth with Bhishma and all the others who were present there. Shalya, Kripa, all these people, right? So Bhishma said to them, Yasya Gopto Jagat Gopta Shankha Chakra Gathadharaha. In other words, they don't need any of these things, right? You know that person who is driving the chariot, he will make the decision, right? And who he is the Gopta, he is their advisor, and he is the Jagat Gopta. He's the advisor for this whole creation, right? And he is the protector, Jagat Rakshakaha, Jagat Gopta, Yasya Gopto Jagat Gopta Shankha Chakra Gadadharaha. And who is the protector of everyone, and that one who is having the conchal disc, lotus flower and the club, the four-handed form, when he is with them, what can we do? Bhishma is saying this to Duryodhana, right? And where is the chance of winning? No chance at all, he said. Anyway, we have all come to die, Bhishma is saying. We have all come to die, right? Just like, you know, in the olden days, the kings used to keep an army, and they are trained in such a way, they will fight till death. That's a kind of, like you can say something like these terrorist people, but they will have an army for that. A special force, protection force, you can say. Not the normal army, but normal army you may, but these lot will fight till the end, till they die. They will give up their life for the king that way. So it's a special unit among the army at that time, right? So Bhishma is saying, we have become like that now. That's all we have got, that option now. Either die, winning is out of question. The only option is to die. That's how I put it, right? So, we know very well what will be the end result of this war. Because Krishna has said that, I will do anything for Arjuna. Once he has said that, that's the end of it, right? So, that is all, as in the Yudhakandam, they say this like that, right? Here, Krishna is saying, as Ishvara he is saying here, Ishtosime Dridamidhi, Ishtosime Dridamidhi. And because you are so dear to me, and I have extraordinary priyam, love for you, therefore, Vakshyami Dehidam, I will tell you what is beneficial for you. So, this, hearing this confidential thing straight from the face of Krishna, Ishvara, is the most important thing, right? In Ramayanam also you will see the same thing with Anjaneya and Ramachandra. And Ramachandra embraces Anjaneya and he says to him, this is the most important thing. I haven't got anything else to give it to you, and that's enough. That is understood. It means that embracement, you and me are not different. You're not different from me, right? You're not separate, I'm not separate. That's all. Sarva guhyatamam bhuyad. Shrunume paramam vacha. Ishtosime dradamidi. Tato vachyami dehitam. Right? Because you are so dear to me, what is good for you, what is the best for you, I will tell you that, he says. Because you are dear to me. See, in whole of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has been telling us not to say me and mine previously. That's the idea, isn't it? To become free from that, me and mine. Krishna has said that all the way through, right? In the next verse, Krishna is saying here, me and mine, very clearly. Manmana bhava madbhakto, madhya jimam namaskuru, mam aveshisi satyam de, pradijani priyosime. Manmana bhava machito, bhava malbhakto, bhava madbhajano, bhava madhyaji, madhyajana shilo, bhava, mam namaskuru, namaskaram api, mama eva kuru. fix your mind on me and take my shelter and surrender to me and perform this yajnam for me. Tatra evam vartamano vasudeve eva sarva samarpida sadhya sadhana prayojanam mam eva eshyasi agamishyasi satyam te tava pradijane satyam pradijyam karomi edasmin vastuni ityartaha yataha priyaha asime. Krishna is saying to Arjuna that if you do like this, surrender everything to me and completely take my shelter, I am telling you that you will come back to me. Why? Because you are so dear to me. Evam bhagavata satya pratijnyatvam buddhva bhagavad bhakte avashyam bhavi moksha phalam avadharya bhagavad sharanaika parayano bhavet idi vakyartaha. In other words, if you accept what Krishna has spoken, liberation through bhakti is possible. That means if you completely surrender to Krishna, there is nothing else need to be done. You will reach the destination. That means you will be liberated once for all, provided you completely surrender to Him. If surrender happens. Karma yoga nishtayam paramarahasyam Ishwara sharanadam upasamkratya adha idaniyam Karma yoga nishtabhalam samyak darshanam sarva sarvedanta vihidam vaktavyam iti aha. Karma yogam also it is possible. And karma yogam, the goal of karma yogam is also to get back to Krishna and to end, come out of the, going back to Krishna means becoming free from the cycle of birth and death. That's the way to understand. We have to always, shouldn't think that everything going back, like that means somewhere else he is waiting for us to go to see him. That's not the spiritual way of seeing things. To understand that, that once for all, you have become free from the cycle of birth and death. That means you have gone back to Krishna, in other words, right? So, this has been spoken in the Vedantam elsewhere, right? So, everything, what Krishna is saying in that 65th verse, right? Just like you are using the computer while working, right? Computer is doing everything. You are just pressing the button. Computer is doing all the part of it, right? So, at that time you know that without you, computer is useless. Is it not? That's when you realize your importance. Computer have programs and computer is doing various things. But if it has all to come out properly, you need to be there behind this, right? And that's when you know the presence, of human presence, how important it is, right? What we call it as the personal touch is required, right? And we are thinking now, you know, whatever we do at the end, through artificial intelligence and this and that, you may be able to do many, many things, but again, you will be needed behind everything. Without that, it will not work, right? So people think and talk about it, everything will be done automatically, we don't need anymore. So, and then they'll say that we don't need father, mother, and people will say everything will be taken care of by the robots, father, mother is not required anymore. It will come to, that's the way things are going now. You know, these crazy things, what people are trying to do now, they'll say one day, you don't need father and mother, what do you need the father and mother for? For a child, everything robots will do, AI will do, or whatever it is, right? So, what will happen is, all this will end up and create a group of people totally crazy at the end. That's what's going to heading for. It's heading towards that, right? Vibhrandi, nobody knows what they are here for. If a situation comes like that, you can imagine what will happen. The whole society will be full of mad people. Right? So, don't look at human beings, human species, right? Even if you look at the birds, for example, right? Or other living entities, animals in the nature, right? They stay together for some time, and then afterwards they break up. They go their own way, right? So, it is a fact that two jivas has no connection actually. Actually, there is no connection between two jivas, right? Similarly, this Ishvara Tattvam, what we have been talking about, right? Thinking that everything will come from the computer and you can get all this knowledge of the Vedantam also from the books and from the internet and from the computer, everything, right? But Krishna is saying here, without that personal touch, right, personal presence, this will not work. All these things what is spoken will not work with that personal connection with Krishna. That is that this verse. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mamaveshisi satyante pradijane priyosime. So it is that personal presence, personal connection with Krishna is what is spoken here. Krishna is calling it a sarva guhya tamam. That is the confidential part of that. Yeah. Sarva guhya, you know this, he said guhyal guhyadaram in the 63rd verse. But in the 64th verse he is saying sarva guhya tamam, more confidential than that, is this personal relationship with Krishna, right? Computer is doing everything, but computer is telling me I like you very much, right? And if computer tells me, will I feel happy from that? But you don't know, next generation they may feel happy if the computer tells them. But right now, we don't feel happy if computer tells me anything, right? Like, you know, the Siri. Siri, ask Siri questions and Siri will come back and say something. In the same way. Yeah. So, after some time now, people may even get married to a robot. Because robot won't create any problem like a wife will create. He'll listen to everything and everything. You never know how this technology, what these mad people are doing these days, right? How it will all happen, right? So, if you, things have gone so far now, if you criticize their so-called science and all that, they will register a case against you. Because you are against the science and technology, they'll say like that. So here, after saying all these things, Krishna is not satisfied. After saying everything else, Krishna is saying this. Which one? Manmanabha madbhakto. Right? He says, after saying all these things, he's saying that you're very dear to me, and he holding Krishna's hand and Arjuna's hand and saying to him, you are so dear to me. And Krishna, Arjuna was thinking, what has made Krishna to say like this to me, right? Because earlier in the universal form, when we were looking at 11th chapter, there he says, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Sakedi. There is a line there. When Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Hey Krishna, Arjuna is saying, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Sakedi. So, and in Bhagavadam, if you look in the first canto, in the 15th chapter, in the 18th verse, all these things you have to bring it together. Only then you relish this, what Krishna is saying. 15th chapter, in the 18th verse. Narmanidarujirasmidashobhidani He Partha He Arjuna Sakhe Kuru Nandanedi Samjalpidani Naradeva Hridisprishani Smartur Ludhandi Hridayam Mamamathavasya. This is after he came back from Dwarka. Krishna is saying, Arjuna is saying this, yeah, that when he used to address me, when Krishna used to tell him, He Partha, Hey Arjuna, Sakhe, Kuru Nandana, all these words, samjalpidani. When I think about all that, smartur ludhandi hridayam mama madhavasya, then that love what Krishna had for Arjuna, right? And so that is a remembrance, Krishna's Arjuna's remembrance of all that, right? So that priyam, that love what Krishna has expressed there, and that has created this knowledge that he is thinking now. When he thought about all these things, he started realizing how much Krishna loved him. He started realizing that, right? And then he started crying that Krishna is gone now. So that is when he felt that separation from Krishna, right? And that is when he is saying there, that you mentioned that before also, isn't it? Gidam Bhagavad Jnanam, the in later on he says, 29-30, you see the verses, Vasudeva Angri Anudhyanam Paribrimhida Ramhasa Bhaktya Nirmadhidashesham Kashaya Dishano Arjuna Gidam Bhagavad Jnanam Yatal Sangrama Murdhani Kala Karma Tamo Viruddham Punaran Jagamat Prabhu. So, thinking about Krishna at this time in the Bhagavadam, he is crying, Arjuna is crying, right? And at that time, all these thoughts came inside, and that Kashayam, what is called it as Kashaya Dishano Arjuna, it says there. Kashay means all the problems what he had inside in his mind. This Gita Tattvam, the Tattvam of Gita, manifested in his heart at that moment, right? It is at this point that he understood Bhagavad Gita properly, not on the battlefield. At this point in time, everything happened to him, right? That means Dvaita Buddhi has gone, and Arjuna's mind fully established in Brahman, Brahmanishtam, right? And Bhagavadam is saying that. Yeah. The next words, if you look at it, you can see. Vishogam, freedom from shogam. Brahma Sambhati, Brahman realization has happened to him. Samchinnal Dvaita Samshaya, Dvaitam has gone. Means Advaitam has come to him. Leena Prakriti Nairgunyam Alingatval Asambhavam. He realized that everything is Maya doing all these things, right? And thinking about Krishna's love for him, thinking about it again and again, his mind got purified and this Gita Tattvam manifested in his heart. And prior to that, Krishna is saying here, one thing in this verse, that you install your mind, hand over your mind to me. In other words, that's what this verse is. Manmana bhava madbhakto. That hand over your mind to me and hand over your heart to me, and whatever you are doing, do it for me. Everything do it for me. Offer obeisances to me and come back to me, right? And you will become like me. You will become like me. Mama veshasi satyam te pradijane priyosime. Yeah. So, yeah. You will see. Satyam te tava pradijane satyam pradijyam karoti edasmin vastuni ityartaha. So, I take this vow, Krishna is saying, I take this vow that you are the dearest to me, very dear to me, Arjuna. And after hearing this, Arjuna practically became unconscious to such an extent when it came from Krishna, right? And in other words, he came into a samadhi state, ecstasy, right? And you see this situation, what Arjuna has come to this state. It is the same in the first canto, you will see this. If you look at the sixth chapter, this situation is spoken. What happens at that time? What is he saying there? 18th verse, first canto, sixth chapter, 18th verse. പ്രേമാധിപര നിർഭിന്നം പുളക അങ്കോതി നിർവൃത ആനന്ദ സംഭവേലീനോ നാപശമുഭയം മുനേ. പ്രേമാധിപര നിർഭിന്നം പുളക അങ്കോതി നിർവൃത ആനന്ദ സംഭവേ ലീലോ നാപശമുഭയം മുനേ. ദാറ്റ് നാരദ മഹർഷി ഈസ് സേയിങ് ദേർ ദിസ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ വെൻ ഹി ഹേർഡ് ഫ്രം കൃഷ്ണ Krishna, that when Krishna manifested within Narada Maharshi's heart, in the verse before, in the 17th, if you look, he will say there, Hridyasin me shaner hari. Narada Maharshi left home, wandered around in the forest. Finally drank water from the river, came and sat underneath the tree. And sitting there, he was thinking about everything what the brahmanas have told him, the grihasthas who have told him, with whom he had the salsangam with them. Whatever he has told them, he is remembering all that things. And he thought about Krishna, and you can see, Atman Atmanam Atmastam, Yathashrutam Achindayam, ധ്യായത ശരണാംബോജം ഭാവനിർജീത ചേതസാം ഔൽക്കണ്ഠ്യം അശ്രുകുലാക്ഷസ്യ ഹൃദ്യാസീന്മേ ശനേറ ഹരി. കൃഷ്ണ അപ്പിയേഡ് ഇൻ ദി ഹാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി, റൈറ്റ്? ആൻഡ് വെൻ കൃഷ്ണ അപ്പിയേഡ്, വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻ ടു ഹിം? ദാറ്റ്സ് ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ്. പ്രേമാധിപര നിർഭിന്നം, ഓൾ ഹെയർ സ്റ്റുഡ് അപ്പ് ഇൻ ദ ബോഡി, ആൻഡ് ദ ലവ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണാസ് ലവ് ഇൻസൈഡ് ദ ഹാർട്ട്. പുളകാങ്കോതി നിർവൃതാഹം, all his limbs in the body were all got became very ecstasy, because of ecstasy, right? And then what happened? He fell into tremendous bliss, ananda samplavo line. And then finally, what was the end result? Napashyam ubhayam mune, there is no more duality. He has become one with Krishna. Napashyam ubhayam mune, ubhayam means two. Napashya, that duality has gone from Narada Maharshi. In the same way, in Bhagavatam, Sri Narada Maharshi experienced this love, what that love is, right? And he says, what happened? Ananda Samplavam happened, Napasham Upayam. In other words, you, me, that difference has gone. And in other words, he realized that oneness, akhandam, unbroken, and ആനന്ദം, ഹാപ്പിനെസ് കെയിം ടു ഹിം. ആൻഡ് കൃഷ്ണ മെൻഷൻ ദാറ്റ് പ്രതിജാനേ പ്രിയോസിമേ. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പനിംഗ് ഹിയർ നൗ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേഴ്സ്. മന്മനാഭവ മദ്ഭക്തോ മധ്യാജീമാം നമസ്കുരു മാമവേഷിസി സത്യം തേ പ്രതിജാനേ പ്രിയോസിമേ. സോ ദിസ് ഈസ് കൃഷ്ണസ്, Krishna is declaring it to the world. You surrender, there will be no more, nothing to fear after that. So that means through bhakti also, it is possible to reach that state. It's not that bhakti is easy. That's a misunderstanding. Bhakti also is not easy, right? But the thing is, with bhakti is that, unlike Jnana Margam, Bhakti Margam is open to all. Anyone who is willing to surrender completely, he will be taken care. That's all it is. Sharanagiri. That means you don't have to rack your brain and mind and everything in what Krishna has spoken before. All that is not required in the Bhakti Margam. Bhakti Margam is simply nothing but Sharanagiri. Bhakti means Sharanagiri, surrendering. Surrendering to Krishna, right? So Bhagavad Jnana Ivam Iti Parayana says that, and it, so saying that, so that means you have to surrender. That's a key word, right? So that is what he is saying here also. You see in the Bhashyam also, Acharya Swami says, Evam Bhagavata Satya Pratyatvam Buddhva Bhagavad Bhaktehe Avashyam Bhavi Moksha Phalam Avadharyaha Bhagavad Sharanega Parayanam. Bhagavad Sharanega Parayanam means total surrender to Krishna. Idi Vakyarthaha. Right? And that means hand over the mind to Krishna and become his devotee. And all the karma what you do, do it for Krishna. Arpanam, Bhagavad Arpanam. Right? Madhyaji, be always remain in that state, in the surrendered state, Sharanagati. In that state, remember. Never allow the ahankaram to come. And Mam Namaskuru, and we have to learn to live like this, right? In life. That means mind, senses, and our ahankaram, all of that should be given to Krishna. Handed over to Krishna. And if you live like that, like the rivers goes and joins the ocean, at the end of life, we will get back to Krishna. We won't go anywhere else. We will be there. After saying this, the next verse, famous verse, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. This particular verse, very important, obviously. Only thing is, people read this and they think they have understood. But unless you understand the whole background behind it, this verse is difficult. In the you can look yourself in that voice of God. Paramacharya discusses this particular verse, the what is involved. You can look at that in your own books if you have. What this verse actually means. He explains that. What that actually means. It's not so straightforward as the way we think it is, right? So both Sri Vaishnavas and Advaitis, both of them take this verse as a Mahavakya. Both of them. Advaitis as well as Sri Vaishnavas, the Vishishta Advaitis. They also take this verse as Mahavakya in the Bhagavad Gita, right? And Ramanujacharya gives this as a Upadesham to everybody, right? there are many devotees in his time who have surrendered to him in this way and served him, and they received this Upadesham from him. This Upadesham from him. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamegam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Pabebhyo Mokshayishyami Mashucha. So this verse, we will discuss it next Tuesday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada.